From the open source, it's Talkin' Game, St. Louis's youth sports show. And now, here's your host, Bonita Cornut.
St. Louis University High School is known for its outstanding sports program, so I wanted to learn why the school is so competitive in virtually every sport. This is Talkin' Game, and I'm your host, Bonita Cornut. In a minute, I'll introduce you to the school's athletic director.
There's a veterinary hospital in St. Louis's Central West End that really cares about your pets. The Central West End Veterinary Hospital at Lindell and Sarah has been taking care of St. Louis pets for years. In addition to first-class wellness services, CWE Vet offers a variety of specialized surgical services to ensure the best care for your pets. There's CWE Vet Dental Care to help maintain your pet's healthy smile. If your pet has an unusual growth or mass, timely removal and biopsy can be an important step for your pet's health. CWE Vet is committed to their well-being. They'll benefit from expert spay and neuter services, contributing to their health and longevity. Orthopedic Solutions on Site is for pets facing orthopedic challenges. CWE Vet is there to support your pet's mobility and comfort. Schedule a consultation today to explore how they tailor services to meet your pet's unique needs. Contact Central West End Veterinary Hospital, Lindell and Sarah. Visit CWEVet.com. That's CWEVet.com.
St. Louis University High's athletic director, Chris Muskoff, has held the reign for 9 years. He's an alum of the school, and so is his son. He oversees the entire sports department and staff, and it's a big job. Thank you for coming with all of that that you have to deal with. We appreciate you being here, A.D. Muskoff. Please, you have 21 sports under your belt. How challenging is that?
It's challenging, but it's a great challenge. We have so many outstanding people that are part of the teams, the programs, and then so many who are just there to support us, whether that's cheering from the stands, whether that's saying a mass for the team at some point during the week as they prepare for a contest, whether that's running a clock or selling tickets or whatever, you know, that might be. It's an outstanding school and it's an outstanding community that whatever the challenge is, you know there are people there to support you and move it forward.
That was interesting. You just said saying a mass before a competition. Is that a critical part of what happens at SLU?
It is. I mean, certainly, you know, as a Jesuit school, we aim to impart the formation, the foundation of what makes us Jesuit into everything we do. And so it's incumbent upon our coaches to work with our student athletes to find a way to learn about what our students are exposed to from the Jesuit sense and approach to education and to life and faith, and then connect that to the team and sports environment. It's not a checklist. It's not a rubric, so to speak, but each team and each program is expected to find some way to weave, you know, those concepts and that foundation into their season.
And character development, obviously, is part of what happens when you maintain that connection to faith and the Jesuit tradition, obviously.
Absolutely. And you know, we have a new principal this year. He is a Jesuit priest. And his focus, Father Stewart, from the very beginning, has been mission. And what is the mission of our school, and how do we reflect that in the classroom? How do we reflect that in the theater, in our music program, in our athletics and other activities? And I think that just gives us, you know, that forward-facing piece that we can share with everybody and then figure out what's right for us in our, you know, small part of the bigger SLU community. And I think that's been an excellent way for us to focus on incorporating that aspect of a Jesuit education into our athletic program.
Well, what are those 21 sports?
Wow. Okay.
You don't have to name them all, but no. In general, but
right.
We know the big ones, I think.
Sure. So, you know, it's interesting. We have a few that are kind of on their own timetable, right? Like we would like to think fall, winter, spring, but we have some that bridge that and don't really fit into any of those categories. For instance, our second most recent addition was esports.
Games. Really?
Yes. And we have a great partnership with the Science Center and a tremendous facility there for us to use. And they have a fall and a winter and a spring and different, some kids, you know, compete the whole year and some kids plug in and out depending on, you know, which games they're competing in that portion of the year. Our most recent addition this year has been bowling. Bowling started its season in September. They compete one day a week, typically on Sundays, and they finish in March. So that bridges some of the fall, most of the winter, and even a little bit on the front end of spring. And then you have your, you know, kind of traditional in the fall, we have cross country, soccer, football, and swimming and diving. In the winter, we have riflery, racquetball, ice hockey, basketball, and wrestling. And then in the spring, we have 10 outside of esports. We have volleyball, water polo, track and field, tennis, golf, baseball, rugby, lacrosse, ultimate frisbee, and inline hockey.
What?
Yes. Yes. And I think the cool thing about that is we have at or about 700 of our students participate in athletics at some point over the year. And if we were just to have basketball and soccer and ice hockey, just to throw three out there, you wouldn't have those opportunities. But because we have esports and because we have bowling and because we have ultimate frisbee and ice hockey and you get that diverse list of sports, we have a diverse body of students that participates.
Good point. What was coming to my mind was every student has an option. I mean, there's something for just I don't know how large your enrollment is, but it's as if every student could find something that fits their interests.
Absolutely.
And skill level.
So our enrollment is just over 1,000. So when we say 700, you know, we're looking at about 70%. And I think another thing that, you know, and this happened before my tenure started, but is a benefit for us is each season has at least one sport that they don't make cuts. So if you agree, I'm going to come to practices when we have them and I'm going to compete and I'm going to be a character person and a good teammate and do my work to try to get better, you're on that team for the season. And examples of that are cross country, wrestling, track and field. And then we have some that at the freshman level, they try to keep as many kids as they can, let them experience that. And then if it's not right for that young man, then, you know, they don't necessarily have to participate as a sophomore, a junior, or a senior. And so we do have a pathway and a focus for many kids in our student body to be able to connect with athletics.
I like that. I like that a lot. What's the benefit of athletics in the high school situation?
Sure. So, I think there's several layers of that, right? Of course, there's studies that say, you know, those who attend school and participate have a higher, you know, rate of graduation. They have higher academic achievement levels because you get into that time management, right? I go to school from say 8:30 to 3, and then I know at 3:30 I have practice. So how do I use my time? When do I do the things that I need to do as a son, as a family member, as a student, but, you know, also as a teenager. We can't forget that, you know, these are 14 to 18 year olds that we're working with, and they need to find joy in the things that they do, and athletics hopefully helps them find that joy, and it gives them a connection to other students and to adults in our community. And then there's also that, you know, that pride of representing your school. Competing is part of something that's bigger than you, with a common goal and mission over the course of the time that you're participating.
You guys are winners there at SLU. So many of your your teams win.
We have our fair share. I mean, you know, the St. Louis area is competitive in, you know, all the sports that this podcast focuses on, right? Football, tennis, soccer. That there's lots of great competitive teams in the area. But, you know, we believe that the things we've talked about already today, the character, the mission, the you know, Jesuit foundation of what we have, that's what's going to move us into the you know, possibility of competing at a high level. It's not, you know, that's our goal and what else can we figure out. It's, we've got these components, and how do we have that elevate us to a high level of competition?
Impressive, definitely impressive. Well, you bring to all of that design and philosophy some background as coordinator of professional development classes for Missouri athletic directors. That's a, it sounds like you're taking some of your approach and sharing the idea, the concept.
Well, yes. I mean, so as most coaches and athletic directors do, I started out as a classroom teacher teaching math. And so, you know, moving into an administrative role over athletics, you know, the teaching piece doesn't happen as often and as consistently as it did in the first, you know, many years of my career. But we have an outstanding national professional organization for athletic administrators to belong to. There's an accredited curriculum for some levels of certification within that organization. And certainly the national organization offers courses at conferences and other events, but then they have sort of deputized a handful of people, two or so in each state, for the state organization to facilitate at a state conference or a state meeting, where we can offer those classes as well. And I'm, you know, blessed to be a part of that organization, both at the state and national level, as a member, but also have the opportunity to contribute and get back to some of the teaching where I started, except teaching athletic directors, adults now, not necessarily teaching, you know, middle school or high school students.
Math.
That's what it was. It was math, yes, yes.
Wow, that's impressive, definitely impressive. Well, the other thing I'm interested in is your experience as a high school water polo league organizer.
Yes. So when I attended SLU, I played water polo for 3 of the 4 years that I was a student there, and had an outstanding man, Charlie Busenhart. He was a science teacher. I had him for chemistry while I was a student. He was our coach. I was blessed to be part of our first undefeated championship team. I was a junior. Our seniors were phenomenal. I had a front row seat to watch them do some great things, and on occasion they would score enough goals and get us a big enough lead that I would actually get into play a little bit. So that was exciting. So that's a sport that I've been connected to since, you know, I was in high school. And there's, the state association does not oversee water polo because it's mostly a St. Louis area sport. And there are certain criteria distributed across the state, number of participants, for the state association to incorporate that. This is the first year that boys volleyball will be overseen by the state association, because we hit that threshold of number of schools in a number of different parts of the state. And after 2 years, we maintained that. So now boys volleyball is a state sport. Water polo hasn't gotten there yet. So there's a collection of coaches and ADs who were part of a committee, and we run the league. And I'm part of that, and it's a passion of mine from playing. And you know, it's a microcosm of all other things, right? You're looking at shortage of officials, so we have to be careful how we schedule, because there's only so many officials that can, you know, be at games. And then pools are few and far between in the
area. That's what was in my head. Who all has a pool?
Exactly. And you know, some schools do, and others, like we utilize Forest Park Community College, again, a great partnership with them. We utilize their pool for our season. And so you have to be careful of, you know, well, this school has a swim club coming in to rent their pool at 6:30 each night. So when you schedule games there, you know, they can only go till 6:30, whereas some don't have the rentals like that. So it's, you know, it each sport across our 21, that's why it's a challenge, but it's a great challenge, because there's unique circumstances to each of the 21, and there's a rhyme and a rhythm and a reason, and you just have to connect with, you know, each of those and do your best to move things forward, again, per our mission and our standards.
I'm just thinking, you have a heck of a job.
I do. I mean, there's no
doubt.
There's
a lot of responsibility.
There is, and there's a team of us, right? I mean, you know, the coaches, the other administrators, and then there's a group that we work together on athletics. Two assistant athletic directors, Kevin Wayner and Espen Conley, whose shoulders I stand on all the time. And then we have admin support from Lori Figge, who is, you know, plugged in our main office. And so she's got the feel for all kinds of things going on in the school, because she's right there in the center of it. And she's amazing to help us get to where we are. So it by far, this is, you know, this is not the Chris Muskoff anything. This is, you know, this is a team of people. This is St. Louis U High with all the coaches and administrators and everybody on board doing great things on behalf of our students.
That's a blessing for sure to have.
No doubt.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Stop smoking. Lose weight. Stop worrying. Find peace of mind. Changing behavior is tough. You've tried it many times. Well, there is help. Renowned psychiatrist George Hewlett developed a method of self-hypnosis and guided meditation that has helped many people. His method is now available online. Presented by the Worldwide Talent Group, these meditations are available wherever you listen to music. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, it's there. Stop smoking, lose weight, find peace, avoid panic attacks, and more. Simply Google Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. In approximately 15 minutes, you may begin to feel some relief. See the tremendous list of meditations. Search Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. That's Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. And feel better.
In closing, I'll just ask this. What's on the horizon for SLU Athletics? Any big plans, any new equipment, any new developments?
Sure. Well, Forest Park Community College just underwent a major renovation of their physical education building.
See it from the highway.
You can. They had a grant to build a daycare center. And in doing so, they redid essentially, you know, that whole building. So we are excited because swimming in the fall was able to get back in the building, you know, after the pandemic and then this long construction project. Swimming had about 2 weeks in the fall where they were back in the building. And now water polo will start next week, and they will have their full season for the first time in a long time. So we're glad to, we've continued the partnership and taken great strides in our relationship with Forest Park Community College, but the space wasn't there because it was under construction, and now the space is there and we're excited about that. Our spring sports kind of have a staggered start. Rugby has already started. Lacrosse starts next week along with water polo, and then by Monday the 26th, all 10 of our spring sports, as well as the spring esports season, will be active. So, you know, it's again a busy spring with effort and support and work, but it's an exciting spring. And you know, I think one thing to mention before we close is just how appreciative we are of the opportunity that you and this podcast and the others that produce and record and edit and do all the things that they do are presenting high school sports to have an outlet and a coverage and a voice. And, you know, SLU's been fortunate to be part of a couple recordings that you've done, and we are appreciative of the opportunity for high school sports to shine through the light that you're showing on it. So thank you.
You're wonderful, and you're more than welcome. It's worth celebrating, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
It is definitely worth celebrating. I'm just tired listening to you, though. I'm worn out. Like, my Lord, how did they do all of that? But it has been a pleasure talking with you, and we appreciate your time today. We've been speaking with Chris Muskoff, St. Louis University High School Athletic Director. We've learned what an intense job he has. Thanks, Chris, for your time and
Thank
being
you.
A part of this program. You have been listening to Talking Game. I am your host, Bonita Cornute. To find more episodes like this one, go to talkinggamestl.com.